Hello and welcome to episode 250 of the Veg Grower Podcast. My name's Richard and I like to grow food in my garden and allotment. Now firstly, can I wish you a very Merry Christmas, or if you celebrate any other festival, whatever it may be, I hope it's a good one. Now, coming up a little later on, I'm sharing with you how I have grown our Christmas dinner. Every year, I aim to always get my Christmas dinner from our homegrown food, and this year is no exception. But before that, let's find out what's been happening on my plots. Well, it's Saturday the 21st of December 2019, and I have had a day at home today. Now, I'm sure you are aware we have had a lot of rain over this last week, and I've not suffered any flooding, but I know many people out there have had their allotment and garden flooded. And if that's you, I'm very, very sorry to hear that. And it's not a very, very nice problem to come across. Now, my garden itself is not flooded, as I said, but it is very, very squishy. And that's because I am on this clay soil, which when it gets wet, it holds onto the water really, really well. But that also means I have to be careful not to walk on anywhere that anything is going to be growing, because it compacts that soil, and that makes it very difficult for roots or worms to grow through this compacted soil when it comes to the growing season. Now, this is easily avoided by not walking on the beds, which is why I really like raised beds here. And this has kind of reminded me why I go for raised beds. And this kind of brings me nicely onto what I've been doing today. Now, you may recall a few weeks ago, I mentioned that I'm replacing my allotment beds, and I've replaced a couple already. But I bought a load of wood pretty cheap from a reclaim yard, and I've been cutting those down to size so that I can then take them down the allotment tomorrow and they are there and ready to replace the beds out when they become free, because at the moment the rest of the beds still have plants growing in them. And that's what I've really been doing today, is cutting these wood down to size, making them so they are ready just to go straight in, and then loading them into the van ready to take down to the allotment tomorrow. Now, it's a very simple job by the sounds of it, but it does take quite a while to cut all these bits of wood down to size, and that's taken up most of a day. But it may have taken most of a day, but it means that when the beds become available, it's going to be so much quicker just to install them and build the beds rather than having to cut them to size on the day. Now, after that, I decided to mow my lawn. Probably not the best idea, to be honest, but I wanted to mow the lawn because I haven't cut it for weeks because it's been so wet. And it's getting a bit long, and I need some green material in order to sort of compost down my chicken waste. So I ran over the lawn with a lawnmower, set on a really high setting, but it still took a long time to do. Because it kept mulching up, I had to stop and pull out all the grass from underneath. Now, this is better with a petrol lawnmower. They seem to cut wet grass better, but my electric one, not such a good. Now, it wasn't raining when I'd done this, so it's probably not the best idea to do it when it's wet, to be honest, with an electric lawnmower. And actually, the cut of the lawn looks atrocious. Now, it's not really my thing about how the lawn looks. For me, it's just about getting that compost material to rot down my chicken waste. So that's what I've been up to today anyway. Fairly productive, and I'm pleased that I have got the beds cut and the lawn cut, and getting all ready for this next growing season. Now, I'm hoping to go down the allotment tomorrow, as I said. So, that's really it for today. Well, it's Sunday the 22nd of December today, and I am in my greenhouse at home. Now, usually on a Sunday, I would be down the allotment. And in fact, as you would have just heard in yesterday's diary section, I had planned to go down the allotment. And in fact, I set off to go down the allotment this morning, made my way there, and I realised I didn't have my keys, and that meant I couldn't get in. Now, usually I keep my keys in my van, but earlier this week I had a problem with my van, and I therefore had to take it to the garage to be repaired. And that meant that I am now in one of our spare vans. And in the process of swapping over vans, I forgot to pick up the keys for the allotment, which is really, really annoying. And it also means I probably won't be able to get the keys till January for the allotment, and therefore can't get into the allotment until then. Now, that might be a massive problem with regards to Christmas dinner. I'm not sure how I'm going to sort that out, but I'll figure something out. Don't worry. Anyway, so I returned home after that, really disappointed, but still eager to do some gardening and also to be productive. And, well, in some ways, I think it was a bit of a blessing. I have not done much work at home over the last few weeks. And, well, instead of working on the allotment, I worked at home. Now, firstly, I tackled an area that I tried to make a meadow this year. And the meadow was for my wife. She has a bit of an affinity for the meadow. But it sort of worked. It just wasn't quite right. We felt it was in the wrong area. Now, next year, I've got lots of plans for my garden. And that does include a new orchard slash meadow area. Which means that the current meadow needs to be cleared. And I've been clearing that out. Just digging, well, not so much digging it over, chopping all the plants down, letting the chickens scratch around, throwing a load of compost onto the now bare soil. And these beds will now be used as part of the vegetable patch. So that was what one of the tasks I have managed to do today. Now, while I was doing this, I had set up my water pump to pump more water from one of my water butts into some of my spare water butts. This is something I've been doing a lot of lately because there's plenty of water around and I do like to have plenty of water. But I did notice that one of my butts has sprung a leak. Now, this is obviously one of my spare water butts and I have fixed leaks on this many times in the past. In fact, this water butt has probably got more leaks repaired on it than anything else. So I'll have to repair this leak again. But I may take it down the allotment. I'm not short of the water butts at home after all. But it's just a little bit annoying. Now after that I then turned my attention to this greenhouse that I'm in at the moment. Now back in November I placed what I class as my plants that need a bit more protection in here. These are things like my banana plants, my peach tree, my kiwi. They're in here, but when I placed them in here, I still had tomatoes and chilies growing in here. So I just placed them on the paths, which made access very, very difficult. Well, the tomatoes, basically, they needed to go now. They're not going to do anything. So I pulled out all my potted plants, put them out on the lawn, and I got in here. I've pulled up and removed all the tomato plants. The chili plants in here still seem to be alive, so they're going to stay. And they're in the soil, so they should stay fairly moist and keep growing throughout the winter. And I pour compost onto the beds in here, including compost from my wormy. And this then should provide the soil with that organic matter that it needs and all those nutrients, which should make the growing season next year a lot more successful. After that, I then brought back in all my potted plants, but I've arranged them in a bit of a better way that I can actually get in here. The path is now clear, so I can get in here, I can water the plants and just check on everything, do a bit of weeding and work in here. These greenhouses become a real blessing throughout the winter months, so it's kind of good to have a bit more of a clear space. Now at this time of year, plants don't really need much watering, especially in a greenhouse, but they do need a splash every now and then. And I am terrible at remembering just to splash a bit of water around. More so with my houseplants, because I do find, although they don't need as much watering again compared to the summertime, they do still need a bit of a watering. And that's one of the main reasons I wanted to get a bit more room so I can get in this greenhouse and actually water my plants in here and monitor them, which is now done and it is actually looking a lot better. Well, that is it for today and probably going to be the end for this week's diary. This week's tip of the week from the RHS Plant Grow Harvest Calendar is winter beans, garlic and peas can be sown directly into well-manured ground as long as it's not too wet. Now personally I would say it's a little too late for that, but I could be wrong. So in order to test this out, I will sow some pea seeds this week and see how they get on in comparison to the ones I already have growing. Now this might be tricky, given that I can't get into the allotment, but I shall sow some at home and see what happens. For me, one of the highlights for the gardening year is to get our Christmas dinner from the plot. With all the vegetables being homegrown is something that I really look forward to, and it's something that I have achieved quite a bit. But it's also something that I have been getting better and better at. Now, I've always said it takes time to learn how to garden on your garden. every garden is different, and it could be a different soil type, a different sun exposure, and so on. But now I have been on both my garden and my allotment site for 4 years, I am starting to really find how to garden on it. And this is improving with what I can grow and how I grow things. Now I'll start with what I feel is probably one of the most important vegetables to have on the dinner plate. And that's potatoes. But these have to be roasted potatoes for me. I know many gardeners out there will grow new potatoes just for the Christmas dinner. But for me, it has to be the roasted potatoes. Now, potatoes are really one of the easiest vegetables to grow. And I usually like to start growing my potatoes about early February. Now, this isn't growing them in the ground just yet. But what I tend to do is chit my potatoes. And what chit is where you just pop them somewhere cool and light, open and exposed and spread out in order that they just start to sprout. Very, very easy. And I just pop them in my potting shed. I'll be looking to plant the seed potatoes in the actual ground around St. Patrick's Day, which is the 17th of March. Now, next year, that happens to fall on a Tuesday. So I'll be planting my potatoes out on the Sunday just before that. That's the 15th. This year, I planted my potatoes straight into the ground just by digging a little hole, dropping a potato in, then covering in compost. And as the plants grew, I added more and more compost. And this was successful. In previous years, I have grown all my potatoes in big tubs or pots. And I used to do that for one very simple reason, is I found it easier to avoid volunteer potato plants. If you don't know what I mean by volunteer potato plants, basically any small potato that is left in the ground might possibly grow the following year. Effectively growing another potato plant, but in somewhere you don't want it. It becomes a weed, if you like. Anyway, with my potatoes now growing in the ground this year, care was really, really easy. They are hungry and they are thirsty plants, so they did need quite a bit of watering and quite a bit of feeding. Now, I used a feed that was specifically for potatoes, and it was in like a granular powder form that I just sprinkled around the base of the potatoes every couple of weeks. And I would also mulch the potatoes with a bit of compost and comfrey leaves. Now, as they grew, they just did their thing. They did not need a huge amount of care at all. But once the foliage started to die back, that was where I found another difference between growing in pots or in the ground. In the past, when I've grown in pots, I would just leave the potatoes in the pots, especially those that were destined for Christmas dinner. But because I grew them in the ground this year, there was a bit of a problem where if I was trying to dig them out of the ground at this time of year, it would be very problematic. Again, it's down to this clay soil that I have, which means just digging the soil is very, very hard work. So I decided once all the foliage had died back, I would harvest all my potatoes and place them into storage in my garage. Now, my garage is dark and frost-free, and it's perfect for storing my potatoes. And they're very happy in there, and they are just waiting to be used. I think I harvested them back in October, and they've been in storage since then. Absolutely fine, no problem with them. The variety of potato that I like to use for this is the good old King Edward, which are probably one of the best potatoes for roasting, in my opinion. And they also grew to a decent size. Now, the next vegetable that has to be on the dinner table for Christmas is the Brussels sprout. And I know there is a lot of people out there that do not like sprouts. But I also know there's many people out there that will say they will only eat sprouts at Christmas. I think it's the kind of the thing that goes in with Christmas, isn't it? The Brussels sprout. Now, I usually start my sprout seeds in about February, March time by sowing seeds into a pot of seed sowing compost in the little trays in my shed. As they germinate and grow, I will pop them on and look after them. And I'll be looking to plant them out about April, May time. But before I plant them out, the area where they are to grow does need a bit of preparation, as Brussels sprouts are a brassica. They do like a neutral to slightly alkaline soil, which fortunately my soil is slightly alkaline. But as I've been adding manures and compost to it, it has sort of decreased the pH, making it more acidic. Now, therefore, I find it's worth adding some lime to the soil, and I've done that a couple of weeks before planting out. And I also added some chicken manure pellets because chicken manure pellets contain nitrogen, which brassicas really do like. Now, once I planted my sprouts out, I firmed the soil with the heel of my foot, just making sure the soil around the plant was firm and really trod it down well. Then I also added a strong stake and tied each plant to the stake just to stop the plants rocking in the wind, because when a sprout plant rocks in the wind, it tends to cause the sprout to blow and become a very loose sprout. Now, once the plant was planted out, I covered with a netting just to keep the birds off them, because that is my biggest problem with them. The pigeons do like to eat them. Gave them a good watering, and once they were established, they did not need much care. They're just the occasional feed with chicken manure pellets and plenty of water and plenty of weeding. Now, these did grow quite happily, and I have very few problems with these, apart from the pigeons, as I said just now. Now, from time to time, I did find some of the lower leaves started to turn yellow, and I just picked these off and composted them. And as the sprouts grew, they become tight little green balls. And I'll be, basically, what I've been doing on Christmas mornings, going down the allotment, if I can get in there, and cutting off the stalk to bring back with me, and then picking off the Brussels sprouts from that. Now, it is possible to eat the very top leaves of a Brussels sprout plant as well, and I've done that many times before. Now, next, I have leeks, which, again, they are so easy to grow, and they last right throughout the winter. I start these seeds in about early February, but I sow these in styrofoam boxes that I've been able to obtain from restaurants. Restaurants tend to get fish delivered in these boxes, and I find them perfect for starting leeks off. I fill about 10 centimetres up with multipurpose compost, then I'll do another centimetre of seed sowing compost. Then I'll sprinkle the seeds over the top and then sieve over more seed sowing compost just to cover the seeds. I then give this a good watering and place a piece of Perspex over the top of a box and place this in my greenhouse until germination. Once I've got a good amount of germination, I'll just remove the Perspex top, but keep looking after them. I'll probably use something like a seaweed feed at this stage, just to give them that little boost. Now, I would be looking to plant these out about April, May time, after hardening them off first and get them used to being outdoors. And when it comes to planting them out, it's simple. I would just take a dibber, dib a hole in the ground, then take a single seedling and drop the leek into that dibbed hole, and repeat and repeat until all the leek seedlings are in the ground. Now, I do know that some gardeners will chop off the roots or just trim up the roots of the young plants. I don't do this. The reason I don't do this is I find the job of actually planting the leeks out to be a pretty long-winded, boring task, especially with how many leeks I grow. And therefore, adding something else to the process would just annoy me. I don't find there's much benefit to chopping the roots off, to be honest, but some people do that. Once the leeks are all planted out, I then just get my watering can and fill each hole with water. And that just gets the plants established and going. Again, they don't need much care, just the occasional handful of chicken manure pellets, and it really does boost them. And again, keep them weed-free, watered. That's all I find they really need. Now, my last two items are carrots and parsnips, and you might remember that I said at the very beginning of this section that it takes a while to really learn how to garden in every garden. And this has certainly been the case with me with carrots and parsnips. Before moving to Littlehampton, I never really had a problem growing these vegetables, but that's because I have never had a clay soil like I have here. After listening to several other allotmenteers and how they grew carrots, and the addition of my veggie pod, which really made the breakthrough for me, what I found was that the soil was so hard that carrot and parsnip seeds did not germinate. They couldn't break through the soil. Carrot and parsnip seeds are generally the only seeds that I sow in situ, because supposedly they do not like being transplanted. So what I did differently this year was I filled up several tubs, or my veggie pod, with multi-purpose compost, and then I sowed the carrot and parsnip seeds in that. And it worked, because the soil was a bit more friable, the seed could push its way through, and it's worked. And I've spoken about this many, many times this year, because I'm so pleased to have got this figured out. Now, I do try and sow several different varieties of seeds at different times of the year to give plenty of harvests, but the carrots I'm using for Christmas are actually from my veggie pod. And these were sown at the beginning of April, and I've got to say, these are my best carrots that I've grown this year. Now, the reason I think the carrots are the best is because they haven't been attacked by carrot fly. And I think this is due to the height of the veggie pod and also that mesh cover the veggie pod has. It's stopped the carrot fly from entering. And this has really meant I can grow some good carrots. They're not the thickest. They're a bit on the thin side, but they're long, they're straight, and they are so tasty. Now, as I said, I sowed these carrots on the 1st of April just by scattering along a line and thinning them out as they grew. Because they were in a veggie pod, they really did not need much looking after. Every morning I'll turn the tap on to water the veggie pod, and that watered everything in there. There was no weeding, there was nothing else, just growing. It was as simple as that. The parsnips, they were sown in May in one of my large tubs of multi-purpose compost down on the allotment. And I think I sowed the seed of these about early May, just scattering the seed on the surface, watering them in, and then I covered in a mesh in order to protect them from birds and what have you. They germinated and I just thinned them out and let them grow. And they're still growing to this day. They've still got plenty of foliage. They've not been killed back by the cold or anything. So Christmas Day, I'm just going to pull them out the soil. Nothing harder to say about that. Now, I would have liked to add swede this year, but unfortunately, I planted my swede out far too late and they have not grown into anything of any useful size. But that's going to be something that I'm going to aim to improve on next year. And that was purely because I did not have them in the ground early enough for them to swell up and get big. Now, that's what I have grown for my Christmas dinner this year. Now, there's obviously things like peas and sweet corn that I could also throw in, but these I feel are something that has to be on the Christmas dinner table. What have you grown this year for your Christmas dinner? Please let me know. You can let me know by leaving a comment on the blog post at theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, or you can email me richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, or you can contact me through social media. Just look for The Veg Grower Podcast. But for this week, please take care, have a very, very Merry Christmas, and I'll speak to you all again next time.